Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 30, it says, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. Well, back in our story in 2 Samuel chapter 20, Sheba thought he could escape justice, hiding behind fortified walls. But no city can stand against a relentless siege. As Joab's army battered the gates, a wise woman stepped up, bringing a swift end to the rebellion, literally. Sheba's own people cut off his head and then threw it over the wall. And with that, the battle was over. This story, as we've said before, is more than ancient history. It's a picture of what sin does in our lives. Sin seeks a stronghold, a refuge where it can grow unchecked. It hides in our habits, our thoughts, our excuses. But God doesn't tolerate rebellion in His kingdom or in our hearts. He calls us to deal with sin in the same way that Sheba was dealt with, decisively. Cut it off. Throw it out. Don't let it take root. So maybe today, the battering ram of God's word is pounding at the door of your heart. Maybe He's using circumstances or spiritual conviction by the Holy Spirit or even other people to get your attention. And so what are you holding on to that needs to go? Is it a rebellious habit, a toxic relationship, a hidden sin? Well, the time to deal with it is now. The kingdom of God is still standing. It has faced attack after attack, and yet it remains. And so do we as Christians, but not because of our own strength, but because God sustains us. And if we trust Him, He will give us the power to cut off what destroys us and cling to what gives life. So pray today that God would reveal any sin you need to cut off, and pray for courage to remove anything that keeps you from Him. And as you're praying, lift up Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our missionaries in Cape Verde, and pray for the Garifuna Life Word broadcast that's heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras. Through it all, we learn to trust Jesus. So let's not wait. Let's cut sin off at the head.